Hello, everybody. This is Joseph P. Farrell with news and views from the Nefarium on Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. I want to talk about that Wednesday appearance today because it has a lot to do with our housekeeping before we get to today's stories. The housekeeping is, don't forget, tomorrow we're having our first of the restored evening vid chats. That'll be on Thursday, tomorrow night. We're starting at 5 p.m. U.S. Central Time. We're going to 8 o'clock. Remember, we have a three-hour limit. If you have questions or comments, please get your questions and comments submitted by no later than tonight, Wednesday, at 10 p.m. U.S. Central Time. Remember, we're doing these in the order that they're submitted, and we have a three-hour time limit. So it behooves you when I post the when I post up the vid chat sessions to get your questions and comments in earlier rather than later, because the longer you wait, the chances go up that you might not get your questions answered. So by 10 o'clock U.S. Central Time tonight for the evening vid chat tomorrow. This will be our first one in a very long time, so I hope to see a lot of you there. We already have some questions submitted. Now, I've been following Russia's announcements to the West for some time, and I have been disturbed because for the longest time, Russia was telling the West, don't invite the Ukraine into the European Union or into NATO. Don't move your bases forward into Eastern Europe and into the Ukraine. This is an existential red line in the sand for us. And we basically ignored them. So here we are with a nasty proxy war in the Ukraine that the Ukraine is managing to lose in spite of all the billions of dollars that we're throwing at it. But of course, this is the problem. You cannot win a war with a financialized economy when you're fighting a major industrial power like Russia, which did not allow all of its heavy industry to leave the country in crazy, stupid deals with communist China or other countries. Russia has no equivalent of GATT or NAFTA. So all that heavy industry is still there. So we're losing a war because of our crazy financialization and our crazy economy. We don't make anything, and what we do make is, as we're watching with Boeing, increasingly subject to some quality control issues. Let's just put it that way. What's been happening more recently is that I think Russia has been sending messages to the Western leadership, to the elites, that they are no longer capable of hiding, as Medvedev put it recently, hiding behind their immunities. And let's remember what Mr. Putin said just a couple days previous to that. Mr. Putin stated that Russia has no nations or enemy nations, but it does have enemy or unfriendly elites. So in that context, I'm going to link for you two articles, both from Russia Today. One is a quite lengthy article going into some interesting history with Burisma and the Bidens. And let me read just a couple of paragraphs from that article before we turn to the second Russia Today article. One of the interesting figures that we've got to talk about is Andrei Derkach, who is a former member of the Ukrainian parliament. And he's the fellow that published the recordings of conversation between the former Ukrainian president Pyotr Poroshenko and high-ranking officials, including Biden himself, who was then Mr. Obama's vice president. According to Derkach, quote, President Vladimir Zelensky's office was involved in the distributing of the Poroshenko-Biden recordings and helped organize the media coverage of the story, unquote. At the time, Zelensky and his team were interested in exposing his political rival by any means possible. Everything changed after the start of the 2020 U.S. election campaign and the arrival of Biden as president. Quote, in a situation when Zelensky and Ukrainian presidential aide Andriy Yermak are begging Biden and the U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Blinken, as I like to call him, for money, a news story about how they had once created problems for Biden's election campaign is a big problem for them, unquote, Durkacz explained. So instead of exposing the corruption in the previous Ukrainian administration, the Bidens, along with Zelensky and his team, turned against anti-corruption fighters. Durkacz, who had been forced to hide in Belarus, was stripped of his citizenship by the Ukrainian authorities and sanctioned by the United States. In other words, forget about sanctioning whole nations. Now the United States is sanctioning individuals. It's kind of like the coalition allies after Napoleon came back from Elba, and the coalition allies all declared war, not on France, but on Napoleon Bonaparte himself personally. Okay, that's what we're dealing with. But the article continues, quote, that's not all. In addition to criminal investigations and sanctions, Durkacz says he has faced assassination attempts ordered by top officials in Kiev and Washington. Quote, on January 19, 2022, U.S. Secretary of State Mr. Blinken arrived in the Ukraine to meet with Zelensky. Quite a lot of people attended this meeting, at least 14 people. At the meeting, Mr. Blinken told Zelensky the following, quote, you urgently need to resolve the issue with Durkacz, unquote. Zelensky began talking about some people from the opposition, but Blinken said, quote, if you don't resolve this issue with Durkacz, then we will resolve the Durkacz issue with our partners, unquote. Those who were at the meeting were taken aback because the position of the U.S. Secretary of State was quite harsh. Just think of it. The task for the President of the Ukraine is to resolve the issue with Durkacz, unquote, the former deputy said. And the clear implication, I think, there is that, yeah, the taking care of means kill the man. In other words, the American government is involved in assassination. That's the clear implication from the article. Now, that article that I just read from is quite long. I'm going to include it in this News and Views post so that you can read it for yourself, because it is quite a good article on exposing some of the connections and goings-on that are operating in the background of this whole mess in the Ukraine and this whole mess that we know as the Blinken-Biden regime. But there's one more paragraph from that article I want to read you. Quote, in order to understand the scale of potential profits for the Biden family, we need to go back to 2012. The Yuzovsk shale gas field is located on the territory of the Donetsk and Kharkov regions. The total area of the deposit is about 7,886 square kilometers. According to the State Geological and Subsoil Survey of the Ukraine, the proven resources of the field are up to 10 trillion cubic meters, and it can deliver about 10 billion cubic meters of natural gas per year. In May 2012, the British-Dutch company Shell won the tender organized by the Ukrainian Gas and Subsoil Survey for the right to conclude an agreement on its development, unquote. So there you have it. This is in a large part, not exclusively, but in large part due to energy reserves and the West's desire to keep those reserves out of any sort of Russian influence and so on and so forth. It's the old geopolitical game. And, of course, notably, Dutch and British Shell is involved. So let's turn to the other article from RT, and this one is, I think, a real bombshell. The article's titled, Hunter Biden-Linked Ukrainian Firm Connected to Terror Attacks in Russia. And I'm going to read here just from five paragraphs from this very short article. Quote, a Biden family-linked Ukrainian business has been named in a criminal probe into the financing of terrorism, Russia's investigative committee announced on Tuesday. The industrial conglomerate Burisma Holdings, which employed Hunter Biden as a highly paid director in the 2010s, is included among several entities listed by investigators. Now, they're saying that Burisma is part of the investigation, but the reference to Hunter Biden, I think, means they are directly investigating the Biden family. This is not just the Department of Justice. This is Russia with all of its security and intelligence apparatus now doing criminal investigations of that family. Next paragraph, quote, so far, investigators have, quote, established that the funds flowing through the commercial organizations, including the oil and gas conglomerate Burisma Holdings, operating in the Ukraine, have been used in recent years to carry out a terrorist attacks in Russia, unquote, committee spokeswoman Svetlana Petrenko said. Terrorist activities have also taken place in third countries aimed at the, quote, elimination of prominent political and public figures as well as causing diplomatic damage, unquote, she added. So now you have not only the who, you have the crime itself. They are investigating actual involvement in killings, assassinations, and other terrorist acts. Next paragraph, quote, the committee's specialists have been working, quote, in cooperation with other intelligence services and with financial intelligence, unquote, Petrenko noted. The security currently revolves around, quote, checking sources of income and further movement of funds in the amount of several million U.S. dollars, unquote, and examining the potential involvement of, quote, specific individuals from among government officials, people with civic and commercial organizations of Western countries, unquote, the spokeswoman said. In other words, you could possibly imagine that the Russians are going to basically reconstruct the entire financial flow of this corrupt network. And by reconstructing that financial flow, they know exactly who has been involved in the crimes that these people, the Russians are stating, are promoting on Russian territory. Next paragraph. Quote, Biden's father, Joe, was President Barack Obama's vice president at the time and oversaw Washington's Ukrainian policy. He once famously bragged about getting a corruption prosecutor fired, which just happened to occur after the official began investigating Burisma. And we all know that video in the United States because we've seen it several times. Final paragraph, quote, the leaders of the Ukraine's security services make no secret of the fact that they carry out terrorist acts and political assassinations for extra budgetary cash, unquote, he said at the time. Quote, once again, Biden's partners in the corruption business in the Ukraine finance terrorist acts, thus avoiding responsibility for corruption in the Ukraine, unquote. Now, folks, in the context of Mr. Putin stating that we have no enemy nations, but we do have unfriendly elites, and in the context of Mr. Medvedev's subsequent statement that the standard immunities are no longer applicable. This article in RT, I think, is serving notice that Russia is going to investigate to the full possible extent that its intelligence services and financial intelligence services are capable of doing and constructing a criminal picture. You can expect that the Russians will expose the details of that network. In fact, they're doing it in these articles themselves. This will have a geopolitical fallout of enormous implications, because what you're going to see happening is, are people going to want to deal with a family that corrupt? And for that matter, with Western governments that corrupt? But I think we can also look at something else. There's been a lot of talk about nuclear war and escalation on both sides, from the West and from Russia. And Russia in particular has been talking about horizontal escalation in this context. Now, folks, let me ask a simple question. If you think that you could prevent a nuclear war by a well-placed assassination or two, what would you do? The answer, I suspect, that most of us would give, well, obviously, if it were that evident that this individual or that individual had to go because they're endangering the welfare of the entire globe with threats of nuclear war, most likely you'd get rid of them. This is really an old mentality, and it's an old mentality that, incidentally, the Byzantine Empire practiced assiduously. It was much better to have an assassination or two rather than full-scale war. That was the way they looked at it. And guess who inherits that attitude from Byzantium? So I suspect that notice is also being served once again, and I'm sorry to keep honing in on this theme, but I think Russia is trying to tell the Western leadership, corrupt as it is, cease and desist, or we will come after you personally. It hasn't happened yet, but I suspect that, again, the Russians have been sending messages like this before. They send them for a long time, and when they finally get ignored, the Russians move. So I think this is a notice, not just that Monsieur Macron is now on Russia's list. I think this is a notice that the entire Biden administration and family are now being looked at very carefully by the Russians, their intelligence services, and these investigative committees. Let's remember the United States has established the precedent in its so-called rules-based world order, international order, and that is, if we can try someone in a star chamber for acts of terrorism and then drop a drone on them to assassinate them, well, what's to prevent Russia from playing the same game? Answer, nothing. So, folks, these articles are very serious. I want you to go look at them, read them. Give me your own take. Of course, I'm giving you my opinion on what the Russians are trying to say and trying to warn about. No one appears to be taking them very seriously, but I think we need to, and I think the Western leadership is being put on notice that fun and games are over. So don't forget, get your questions, comments in by no later than 10 o'clock tonight. We do have the evening VidChat restoration for the first time in a long time, happening tomorrow night, Thursday night at 5 p.m. U.S. Central Time, with a time limit of 3 hours on that VidChat. That's it for today's news and views, folks. Bye-bye, God bless, and we'll see you on the flip side.